As I mentioned, we just returned back from our missionary trip when we had over 100 and 120 of our parishioners join us for one of the 2 weeks in Nicaragua during the mission trip. We don't design it this way, but usually it ends up that about 50% of the people on the missionary trip are first-timers, and 50% are people who have gone once or more, multiple times. And it's always a very different experience going the first time than a person who's been there multiple times. When the reflection often of those who go first, they're so overwhelmed by the radical poverty that they see, and then how little work we do when we're there, they often are like, say, like, seriously, what we do is so little, could it possibly even make any dent into the level of their poverty and their life? How could it make that much of a difference? But for those of us who have been there multiple years, we see the difference over 1 year over the next, and we see the community that we have visited, especially over multiple years. We'll see how far they come, and the difference, even what little we do, can really transform their lives. For example, this week, this last 2 weeks, we've been, for over the years, we've built, we're helping build a school. And this last week, we dug holes for the foundation of the third building in the middle school. And all we did is literally dig some holes of the foundation, put in a selector, what's called, a heavier grade of, and then put in the rebar, and next week they'll pour concrete. That's it. And you're working in the hot heat of the sun, and it's boiling, and humidity is 90%+. And some of them, the first time, was like, seriously? That's it? That's all we got done? Now, even though we do feel a certain amount of accomplishment, at least we dug those holes. We got those holes done, and we filled them back in. But for those of us who have been there multiple years, remember blessing that field that was a farm field just a couple of years ago. Nothing on it whatsoever. And helping our community help purchase that field. And now we see two buildings built, and they have 100 children in the school, and those children are all dressed up like little miraculous little children who come from these homes who have nothing but dirt floors and stick and stone roofs, and you would think they've just come out of a palace. They're so clean and beautiful looking. And they come in and they are beaming with delight to be in the school. Every little bit helps. As they say, poco a poco, little by little, we make a difference. And it's extraordinary to see how little we do can have such an impact over so many years with so many other people's little they do. When you've gathered it all together, it makes a great deal. Why do I bring this up? It's because today's reading, Jesus is trying to communicate that very same message of the small little things matter a great deal, because that's what the kingdom of God is built on. He gives this beautiful metaphor about the mustard seed and the yeast. These are two kind of one directed the male audience, one directed the female audience. But the idea that this mustard seed, just understand, the mustard seed is tiny, but you have to understand the mustard seed, there's a double message in here. It's not just about the size of the act we do, but it's also about how it multiplies, right? The mustard seed is for those of you who know gardens at all, it's kind of almost like a weed. So those of you who know gardening, if you ever plant mint in your garden, you don't plant mint just anywhere. You have to plant it in a bucket, or you plant it in a place in the garden, because it just grows like wild. It just multiplies. So a mustard seed is very much like that. It just kind of just grows and grows and grows. It's a big bush, and you wouldn't. So the irony is that if he's saying this to farmers, they'd never plant a mustard seed. Why? Because you don't want that to take up a large portion of garden. But he says that's exactly what the kingdom of God is like, is that you plant a tiny seed, he will make it multiply. And he uses the example of the yeast. He says, now just understand, 3 measures of flour is enough flour to feed 100 families. So it's enough bread to make, can you imagine making bread for 100 people? It's a massive amount of bread. And that's exactly what this is about. The Lord is saying that your little deeds, he says to his disciples, your tiny acts of kindness, of gentleness, of love, will get multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And he focuses on this, the littleness of what we do will make an impact on the kingdom. Now, that's easy to say, but it's really hard to continue to do the little things when you don't see the impact. And that's where we have to have trust in God. Now, what he does, interestingly enough, the context of this is this first parable, which is really, really important context about the wheat and the weeds. Because here's where I think most of us get tripped up, is we tend to look at what other people are doing as well as what we're doing. So we tend to look at what other people maybe are not doing and look at what we're doing and say, they aren't doing this, they aren't doing that. And he says, like, the Lord says, stop. Don't look at anybody else's job. The judgment of who will reach eternal life and is not yours to make. Not yours at all to make. He says, I am the only one who will do that. At the end of the time, I will be the one who gathers the wheat, and I will be the one who gathers the wheat. Now, it's tempting. It's tempting to issue lots of decrees to say, this is who will get in and this is who won't. In fact, we just had some bishops try to issue decrees about this, and it's craziness. You can't decide who gets into the kingdom. That's God, and it says it time and time in Scripture. Only God makes that decision. And it's important for us to remember that. We ought to not judge other people. We ought to work on our own little field, our own little planting of our seeds. So what does that look like for us? What does that actually look like in our daily life? Well, it's actually really quite simple. It comes down to doing the little things well. The little things make the difference. That we are the ones who are kind and gentle. That we are the ones who are first to forgive. We are the ones who are forgiving and merciful. We are the ones who are loving. And that when presented with bitterness and anger and pettiness, that we're willing to absorb in all those and to give back love, give back gentleness, give back compassion, and above all those, heartfelt love. I mean, see, that's what we're baptizing these children into, is to a community who's committed to that. And the reason we come back every Sunday is because if we're honest, we know that's really hard work, to doing the little things well, to doing those little things in our own family, in our communities, and wherever we're at. So in this week ahead, as we look at our own lives, remember that we are not the ones to judge other people. And other ones are not the ones who are going to judge us. Only God will judge us. And let us focus on doing then those, planting the little seeds or the little yeast in our life and making true difference. Whether it be in Nicaragua or whether it be in East Texas or here in San Jose or whether it be in your offices, or among your friends at school, or it'll be strangers who we meet. If we can genuinely always be people of gentleness, of kindness, of forgiveness, of the ones who were always willing to be merciful, then I think we will have an abundant harvest. In fact, I know it. And the reason why I know it is because the Lord promises us, not 30, not 60, he says 100+ fold. So let us focus not on judging others or even ourselves, but let us focus on doing the little acts of kindness well. Planting the little seed of God's kingdom in not only our own hearts, but in the hearts of everyone around us by the way we treat one another. Heartfelt compassion and love and mercy.